Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Raven, quick.
Yeah.
You get home. You get unpacking all your groceries. You just went grocery shopping?
Sure.
Okay, where do you put your meat?
Meat goes in the fridge out in the garage, usually. It goes in the freezer.
Okay.
Depends on when we're going to eat it, obviously.
How about your fruits and vegetables?
Fruits and vegetables go in the fruits and veggies drawer.
Okay.
Yep, the moisture-controlling drawer.
How about your saltines, your crackers, your Triscuits?
They go in the pantry, obviously.
How about your bread?
Bread goes on top of the microwave and one loaf in the freezer, usually.
Huh.
Hmm.
Santa and Raven.
That's where it fits.
I didn't know that this was a thing and that I was doing this wrong.
Yeah.
So when I grew up, growing up, we come home from the grocery store.
Sure.
And I'd take out my Wonder loaf of bread and my mom would say, okay, go put it in the refrigerator, Anna. And I would store all the bread in the fridge. So we would get home, and I still do it to this day. So I get home, and the first thing I do is I take all my loaves of bread, my rolls for the week.
Everything. Your hard rolls, everything.
Yeah. And I put it right in the refrigerator because it's got to last the whole entire week.
Yeah.
And my mom taught me that that's where you put it so it lasts, because if you leave it on the counter, it's going to get moldy after 2 days. And I've always learned that to be true. I've always believed it to
but
be true.
If you put it in the fridge, like, now your hard roll is no longer soft on the inside. It's not going to be tasty and delicious when you pull it out at this point. Now, it doesn't have mold on it. You made it to the end of the week, but it doesn't taste great.
But I've extended the shelf life on it. So now I only go grocery shopping once a week. So all this bread's got to last the entire week. So that's how I keep it fresh.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a bread drawer in my old kitchen because it's a super old kitchen. But the drawer itself, like, fell apart inside the drawer. So it's just the front of the drawer. So if you forget and grab the second drawer handle and you go and pull it out, no, it's just the front of a drawer and you'll have a hole there.
Well, that's...
that's why it goes on top of the microwave now.
Well, I didn't realize that doing this was weird.
Yeah.
Until I, like, my girlfriend Gabby was over this weekend, and she's like, why are those bread in the fridge? I'm
right.
Like, oh, that, I'm like, what do you mean?
She was like, right, why do you have rolls on top of your milk? You just shove them in on top? I'm trying to imagine. That's so weird.
I have a bread shelf in my fridge.
How can I even have a bread shelf?
Yeah.
I got no room for bread shelf
in
my fridge.
Right next to my yogurt.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know this was weird. Is it weird to store bread in the fridge? Do you do that? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Where do you store your bread?
We put it in the microwave. The microwave.
Yeah, a lot of people put the bread in the microwave. Yeah, that's the new bread box, basically. We look at that as like a sealed area.
In the microwave itself?
I'm telling you, the drawer was a bread box itself. Then there was a bread box. Now there's a microwave. It's just replaced the area. It's the same thing. It's like an airtight area.
Am I the only one that does this? Where do you store your bread? And is it weird to store it in the fridge? I can't be alone. People have to do this too. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. You go your whole life thinking you're doing something right. You don't even question it. Then one person walks in your door, looks at you and says, why is your bread in the fridge? And everything falls apart.
Right. Immediately, your life is a sham at that point. You have to question everything.
It's Anna and Raven. I grew up with our bread being stored in the refrigerator. So I store our bread in the refrigerator. I get home from the grocery store. I get my loaves. And
sure.
They go right in. The rolls, the Wonder Bread, all of it goes directly in there. And I never question why. So my girlfriend comes over this weekend, says to me, she's like, why is your bread in the fridge? I'm like, because that's where you store it. Duh. And she's like, no, that's not true. You should never put your bread in the refrigerator.
Why would there be a bread basket? Why would there be a bread drawer? Why would there be these other areas where you put the bread, like the counter there? I mean, you cut into a roll. It's not supposed to be hard. I mean, yes, it's mold-free if you kept it in the fridge, but it's no longer delicious. I need it fresh, baked, and delicious.
See, I always thought, like, fresh rolls were for, like, rich people in delis. Like,
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. If you have them at your house, you must have a deli downstairs, right? Somebody's baking right now.
Like, no, this is going to last all
week. We have a French baker just locked up downstairs in the basement.
Where do you store your bread? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I store my bread in the refrigerator, too.
All right.
I do the same thing, and it stays softer for a longer time.
Oh, I don't know about that.
when you take it out.
Yeah, the rolls. If you put the rolls in as soon as you get them, take it out right before you're about to make it, you know, like maybe about 5 minutes before, they're soft.
I don't know.
I have no problem. I never have problems with none of mine.
And on Raven, where do you store your bread?
Well, the Italian bread we do put in the microwave, but my regular bread I do put in the refrigerator.
See? You guys are crazy.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Where's your bread?
Okay, well, now that it's just my husband and me and the kids are all grown and out of the house, I absolutely put it in the refrigerator. And if you put it on the microwave, the heat from the microwave is going to make it moldy faster.
No, everybody knows you put it on top of the microwave, and then every time you put something in the microwave, you move it off the microwave. Come on. This is remedial.
See, smart Italian women put it in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And on Raven, where do you store your bread?
Okay, all three are very viable solutions. I agree with you keeping the bread in the refrigerator, definitely.
What?
Also an extra loaf in the freezer. But microwaves are complicated because if it's countertop microwave, it stays kind of warm and humid. That's not good. One that's vented out usually is a little cooler, and that's okay.
See that? There's science behind the on top of the microwave based on the microwave that you have. Thank you, sir. You're clearly an engineer, and we appreciate it.
It's true. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where do you store your bread?
Anna, I have to tell you, I once saw a show all about bread and proper storage.
Really? What do they say?
Yeah, and it was a total show about yeast and how it stores best. And really, the show was that you got to put it in the freezer or leave it on the counter, but putting it in the refrigerator makes it older faster.
See, I mean, they will give a TV show to anybody for anything nowadays.
Well, this is helpful.
Clearly, that was helpful to you. You're doing your bread wrong.
But I've been doing this my whole life, and it's worked.
I'd make a sandwich, and it would taste like a brick if it came out of the fridge.
But it lasts forever. It lasts the whole week.
Who cares? I mean, maybe I'm so wealthy, I just want to make sure I've got fresh bread all the time, and I don't care if it lasts more than 5 days.
Well, I go to that grocery store once a week. That's it.
That is the limit. It's not happening more often than that.
Where do you store your bread? 1-800-330-9999. We'll get to more of your calls. They're coming up next. Who knew? Who knew this was such a hotly debated topic? Where do you store your bread? I didn't realize that it was weird that I store mine in the refrigerator until my girlfriend Gabby came over this weekend. And she's like, why is there all this bread in the fridge?
Right.
I go, what are you talking about? Where do you store your bread? And she says she puts it on the counter. I go, what do you mean you put it on the counter? It gets moldy after 2 days.
I've met Gabby. She's a smart person. Now I know even more so. She's definitely more like me.
I thought this was the way that
regular
everybody
Anna
did
Zapp.
It. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Where do you store your bread?
In the microwave.
Microwave is like its own environment inside. It's like the space station. It's safe.
I've realized, and I had this discussion with my husband the other day, is that we don't need a microwave anymore. I feel like I very rarely use the microwave.
Where are you going to put the bread then? Where are you going to put the bread if you get rid of the microwave?
Clearly the refrigerator. That's where my bread is. It's so funny because I feel like people don't know what to do with their microwaves anymore, and now they're making it bread boxes because there's no more such thing as a bread box.
No.
And on Raven, what do you do with your bread?
We put it on the washing machine.
Wait a minute. That can't be real.
Yes, it is. That's where we put it.
We don't put it in the refrigerator. We just keep it on the washing machine.
Well, what happens when you have to wash jeans?
So wait a minute. Is the washing machine next to the refrigerator?
No, it isn't. It's near the pantry.
You want to make yourself a peanut butter and jelly. You got to go down to the laundry room.
It's on the first level.
All right. Well, imagine the spin cycle. What happens to your bread? It's just jiggling up there.
Just keeping it fresh.
And on Raven, where do you store your bread?
I definitely do not store it in the refrigerator.
Right? Because that's what crazy people would do.
Yeah. It's just like putting your ketchup not in the fridge. It goes in the refrigerator after you open it.
Well, see, now there's some people that do like the ketchup actually warm.
I just read a whole article about whether you should keep your butter in or out. That's a whole other conversation for a whole other time.
What about Worcestershire sauce? Huh? Come on.
You can't even say it.
Or A1. Worcestershire? You know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
That stuff.
And on Raven, where do you store your bread?
I store it in the refrigerator. I always did. Even though I don't have enough room, I squish it and put it in there.
Right. See?
And then when I take it out, I just put it in the toaster.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Mm. Yeah. You just pop it in the oven. It crisps up nice and perfect.
Oh, it's a lot of work. I mean, I could have just left it out.
But it would have been done.
No. If I leave it out, a mouse usually comes around and starts nibbling.
Well,
Well, right. Let's get some mouse traps.
Right. That's a different problem.
Thank you for the call, dear.
We should address that separately. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do with the bread? Where do you store it?
Hey, you know, I'm like you. I put it in the fridge. Mm.
Yeah. See, I knew I wasn't alone with this.
Yeah, I mean, you're not alone, but you are incorrect.
That's not true.
I'm telling you. There's a TV show.
One Netflix documentary, and now we know everything about bread. Anna and Raven, where do you store your bread?
So the way to keep it fresh, I put it in the freezer in a Ziploc. And then the night before, you leave it out on the counter, and it says fresh as the day you bought it.
Yeah, if you're desperate, though, and you bring it out of the freezer, you can break off a couple slices, and you can put them in for 10 seconds each on top of a paper towel. Boom, you're in business. I've been there.
But then you have to commit the night before to what you want for lunch the next day.
No. Always plan to eat lots. This is America.
Where do you store your bread? This is fascinating. Let us know on our Facebook page. If you're not friends with us yet, just search Anna and Raven.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.